Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
You have connected to a Sixlink node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
WB9CSP net to start in 5 minutes.
K5FM, check me in and out, please. K5FM, over.
Roger that, Lloyd. One minute to net, WB9CSP.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees.
Welcome to me, Richard. I didn't copy your call. Do we have an answer?
No, I wasn't. I was just saying the net's about to begin and, well, now.
Yeah, it's true. I didn't catch what you said again. So, oh, yeah, I've been listening. The band, I need you.
All right, roger that. Well, good afternoon, everybody. WB9CSC. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1900 UTC, according to NetLogger. Before we continue, any emergency or priority traffic, come down. All right, that's always good not to hear any of that stuff. So I'm just getting everything up here in case I need to make changes on the fly. There we go. Not hearing any of that, today's question, I'm going to make it, let me think for a minute. Ah, okay. Do you like tomatoes, and what is your favorite tomato dish? I think I'll make that the question, since it's getting cooler and tomatoes are warm food sometimes. So with that, I've already got Lloyd on the list, KC5FM. I've got him as an in and out. So any short times or mobiles wishing to check in, come down, WB9CSP.
November 0, Papa Mike Echo, short time.
November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor. I might not be here for the second round. I'll hang in there. I've got to go run an errand. Q&I.
In 0 p.m. short time, in 4 Zulu Charlie Victor short time. He tried on the St. Louis repeater. It sounded like Jeff, but I'm not sure.
Jeff. Yeah, this is Jeff TV Zero TMV in and out, St. Louis, Missouri.
Erica in Janesville, Wisconsin. I'm checking in now because I'm not sure I'll be around for the second go around myself, but I'm here.
Alright, I got the KE9, Erica, and what was the last part? I'm still learning it.
Kilo Echo 9, Delta Yankee November.
Alright, yeah, I get the first part right, the Kilo Echo 9, but I always mess up the last part, so I've got you. Did I miss anybody else on the short time mobile list? If not, I'll work with what I have.
TV Zero, TNB, Jeff, St. Louis, Missouri, in and out.
Alright, Jeff, I've got you, IO. Let's see, I've got N0PME, N4ZULU, Charlie Victor, KB0TNZIO, and KE9DYN. So let me go back up to the top here. N0PME, good afternoon, how are you? I don't remember if you've checked in or not, but welcome. And today's question is, if you like tomatoes, what type of dish do you like that contains tomatoes? Go ahead. Well, I guess he's not there at the moment, so let me go to Ralph. Man, I'm not doing good today at remembering names and calls. November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor, what about you? What's your favorite tomato-based dish? Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Richard, and everyone else who's listening. Remember, you don't, in amateur radio, the cool thing is you don't have to remember the other person's name or call sign. You only have to remember your own. Hi. I'll answer the question first, and then I'll babble a little bit. Yeah, tomatoes, I would have to say salsa. You know, the Brazil song thing. That was not music, by the way. That was just a doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. yeah, salsa. Tomato soup, not so much. Usually tomatoes are a condiment. So tomatoes as a dish, oh, I got to go with salsa, definitely. And, we had our first freeze warning. Actually, here in Georgia, I think this morning when I got up, it was about 34 here in Douglas County. Probably up in the mountains, they probably hit freezing or below. Winter's on the way. Yeah, I'll be listening. But I think I'm going to end up, before the net's over, I'm going to be mobile, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer or whatnot. I should be listening. Yeah, they're... today is the grand opening of the landfill in Douglasville. Not the landfill, I'm sorry, the recycling center. So I have some recycling stuff I'm going to take up there, and they close in a little bit, so I'm going to have to head that way before they close. So that's my big event for today. All right, I'll send it back to Net Control. Let's see, I forget your name and call sign. But it's not important. All I have to say is net control. Go ahead, Richard, WB9CSP, Chicago-style pizza. How can I forget that? This is N4ZCV.
Yeah, I'm just leaving a little pause there. And thanks, mystery man from Georgia named Ralph. And if you're here, I'll call for you again. And thanks for checking in. All right, let's see. In and out on that one. So KE9DYN. Erica, how are you today? And how are things in Wisconsin? And what is your favorite tomato-based dish? Go ahead.
I am here, and I got up early for some bizarre reason. Had some breakfast, just me and the cat, and got some knitting done, and then I had lunch, and now Gilligan.
Repeat your time. I'll take it.
That was weird. Go ahead and say that again, Erica. The repeater took a timeout, which was weird. I'm pretty sure I gave enough time to let it drop out.
Richard, stand by. There could be acting before it comes back.
Repeater, timeout clear.
I timed out, and I apologize. KE9DYN, I don't know what you missed, but I'll eat tomatoes anyway, but as a side item, like a pickle.
Yeah, I like them like that sometimes, too. It just depends on what I'm eating. But now I know that Chad uses the cool 80s-sounding robot repeater controller. I like those. It makes it sound cool. But thank you for checking in, Erica, and good to have you. Before I go to general check-ins, let me go back up to one of the short times here and see if they're still there. Ah, that's interesting. Why is there a fire truck rolling through my neighborhood? Anyway, as long as my house isn't on fire, I don't care. Let's see, N0PME, you still there? If so, go ahead, WB9CFC. I guess not. Well, maybe he'll come back. I should have grabbed him a little quicker. Oh, well. All right, on to the general check-in. Anybody anywhere wishing to check and see the everything yet? This is WB9, Chicago Style Pizza.
Kilo 6, Victor Papa.
Kilo 6, Golf from Elena.
Hey, there's a familiar two voices, one I've heard quite recently and the other not in a while. But they're both in California. So, Daniel, K6 Vice President, how have you been? Hopefully you haven't been trying to jump around my all-star spider web. If you have, I apologize. I need to send you the right node so you can just connect each time. But how are things in your part of California? And today's question is, what is your favorite tomato-based dish? Go ahead.
Well, you can call me Vice President, just don't call me Vance. Well, things are okay in California. Sunny, 66 degrees outside, 66% relative humidity. And tomatoes, I like tomatoes. I'll eat them on burgers, sandwiches, pizza. Not so much on ice cream, though. K6 VP.
Yeah, I don't think they would taste good on ice cream. But a lot of people put a lot of weird things on a lot of different foods, so someone somewhere is doing it. And thanks for checking in. Glad to hear you after a while. We're starting to wonder where you've been. Let's see. I can't read my own writing. Oh, I should know. K6CRO. Hallo, wie geht's dir? I'm via Stoffletter. And if you want to go ahead and answer today's question, Linda, what's your favorite tomato-based dish?
Okay, Richard, WB9GST here from K6DR. Yeah, es ist sehr gut hier, bisschen kühler, 59 Grad Fahrenheit, so it's 59 degrees here, a little cooler on the central coast. Well, let's see, well, tomatoes are the main ingredient in the garden salad, that's for sure, and the spaghetti sauce, main ingredient there. But what I like is, I picked it up on TV actually, Martha Stewart was making something a while back, and I call it now my Martha Stewart sandwich. And it's like an omelet, but she does it reverse, so she fries up all the vegetables. And which, you know, she says, grab anything you have in your refrigerator. So tomatoes, of course, onion, carrot, celery, olives. If you have some ham or bacon, cut it up, put it in there, fry it all up. And then top it with eggs, you know, scramble up the eggs and then pour it over there. And then also top it with cheese. And let that melt, and then just, you know, cover it, let it cool off a little bit, like 10 minutes, and then you can put it on your sandwich, and it's a Martha Stewart sandwich. So, K6L, back to you, Richard.
Yeah, Roger, that just wanted to leave enough time there so we don't get the robot, although it is cool. Yeah, thanks for checking in, Linda, and glad you made it today, and good to have you. Okay, so that brings me to the bottom of my list. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the everything that comes out of WB9CSC?
Just transmitting.
Kilo Echo 9 Alpha Whiskey Yankee / 6.
All right, I've got Chad and Rachel. I had to remember. I think I got that right. Like, I'm terrible with names, but I've got you as well. So, hi, Chad. How are you doing today? And cool robot voice. I miss those. Everyone's going with the newer, fancier talking ones. And what is your favorite tomato-based dish? Go ahead.
Hey, Richard, I got a few of them. And that controller is a CAT 300 TXL controller, older one from CAT. And I think that people don't like the automated voice, but I think it sounds almost better, clearer than the other ones that you can get. So anyway, spaghetti, I gotta say, is good, and I make a recipe that has, cook up zucchini slices, onions, Worcestershire sauce, cheese, and before you serve it, you put sliced or chunked up tomatoes on top, cook that. Warm them up, it's pretty good. And of course, the tomato sauce, you know, spaghetti, lasagna, that kind of thing. So right now I'm just in the process of switching out power supplies taking the big one down to my repeater area, put that on my amplifier, because that one I bought from Henry, that amp, that power supply, they sell you a piece of garbage. Second one in 3 months, and neither one of them work well. So I'm going to put my Astron 50 amp on there, that should work pretty well. So that's what I'm up to. Back to you, Gideon, I need you.
Yeah, roger that. I'm going to try to sort of put a repeater here at the house. It's not going to be glamorous. It's not going to be great. It's not going to be very good, but as long as people can talk on it, hear each other, and, you know, have a good time, that's all I care about. Actually, I'll tell you about that in the email, about the other thing that we've been going about. So I'll send you an email about that, and I'll let you know some updates. Let's see. Rachel, I think I got that right. KE9AWY-6. How are things with you today? I think you're out in California still. So how's things out there? And your favorite tomato-based dish is the question today. Go ahead.
California. Going into the valley, into Woodland Hills. Warm out here today. Supposed to have 83 in Woodland Hills. Probably in the upper 70s in Los Angeles County. But favorite tomato dish, I was kind of mixed it up, gave it away. I like a couple of soups. Tomato basil is excellent, so good. Especially when it's really grinded up, the tomato and the basil, and it's just soup, and it's thick. And if it's a little bit of an Indian style, then you have a little bit of heat. I also really like tomato egg, which is a Chinese thing. You literally put tomato and egg together, and you can mix it with rice, and or you can add some meat to it, so I like that. Some of the African dishes that have tomato stuff is also really good. So anyway, that's me, back to Net Control. This is KE9AWY.
Rachel, Los Angeles, California. Roger that, Rachel. And where's Rachel's stop? The next stop, according to the bus. So thanks for checking in, and glad to have you today. Hope to hear you again sometime. So that was the end of the list for that round. Let's start a new round here, WB9CSP. Looking for some more check-ins for the Everything Net.
This is Kilo 9, India Victor, November, K9 IBN.
Alright, looks like we've got just one off of that. K9 IVN. I can't remember if you've checked in before or not, but good afternoon. How are you? How are things in STL? And today's question is, what is your favorite tomato-based dish? Go ahead. Alright, there we go, I have it. Let me try it again. I know everyone's hearing me. K9IVN, if you're there, you go ahead, over. right, not hearing him. Maybe there's an issue there. I'll come back to him in just a minute. So, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9 Chicago Style Pizza.
Connecting to EchoLink VE5XL. Connected.
Anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CST.
Recheck N4ZCV.
Yeah, go ahead with your recheck, Ralph.
Okay, Richard. Yeah, I was going to wait. I came up with another one, but it seems we've got a little bit of a lull here. I actually Googled tomato recipes, and there's a lot of tomato stews and such. The tomato and eggs came up, but one that I thought of was when I was in high school, during the summers, I worked construction with a guy, and we were out one time doing, we were pouring, putting forms up and for doing for a curb on a road. I mean, it was hot. We were out in the middle of no place. And he disappeared for a few minutes and he came back and he went to a farm stand and he brought back a bag of tomatoes and a salt shaker. And I tell you, that was great. Just eating the tomatoes and putting a little salt on them. So I thought of that, and I figured I'd jump back in. Back to net control. This is N4ZCV.
Roger that. Just helping somebody with a quick computer problem there on the side. And, yeah, that does sound good. I don't eat tomatoes straight raw too much. If I do, I usually like to slice them and then eat them. So salt makes them a little bit better. It takes out the tanginess of the you know, bitter, because tomatoes are acidic. Speaking of that, I'm not sure if it's 100% whole tomato, but I like, what is that drink? I should know it. V8, yeah. Could I had a V8? Sounds like an expensive mechanical fix. Could have had one. But, yeah, thanks for the recheck. And let's see if we have any other check-ins come now. Anybody anywhere? WB9CFT. Was that KE0S? D. I think I got all of that wrong. I got the K part.
Hello, Charlie Zero, Sierra Delta Victor. We're installing antennas, and if you could just give me a radio check, making sure we're doing okay.
Yeah, you sound good. Just the tiniest bit of hiss, but nothing serious. And the audio sounds good and loud. Back to you, over.
Hey, thank you. We just switched to a different antenna. We're putting up two antennas. Just switched to one, and we're going to the other one, and back and forth. We shouldn't do that, but I did. K0SDV, Sierra Delta Victor. Thank you.
I swear, today I've gotten the most telemarketing calls and texts. Oh well, continue on. Do not disturb mode is now on my phone. Excuse me. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything at come now, WB9CFC.
Kilo Mike, 5 Inky Kane, 5-1.
Alright, leaving a nice good pause there, just to make sure nobody else or anything times out, disconnects, whatever. Hi, Mike. How are you today? And how are things down in the grapevine? And speaking of grapevines and vine plants, today's question is, what is your favorite tomato-based dish, Stoner? And, I thought of a pilot question for you. Which one do you prefer flying and why? A GPS runway approach or an ILS runway approach and why?
WB9CSPKM5Y. Hey, Richard. Just got home from work yesterday and I got pulled a muscle. So I got to go get an ultrasound here in about 25 minutes to make sure it's not a hernia. Lifted something way too heavy. So I got to do that after a while, but I'm sure it'll all turn out fine. And so just hanging around, waiting for that, kind of resting. And hope everybody's doing okay. I guess my KF5 SSR is on the phone, so I don't think she'll be able to check in. But I'm trying to think of tomato based. I don't eat Italian food hardly ever. Tomato based dish. If I did eat tomato Italian food with tomato stuff in it, it would be lasagna. I love lasagna, and I just hardly ever get to eat it, so I just buy it frozen once in a while. Let me reset. KM5Y returning, and I hardly ever eat Italian food. I don't know why. I don't dislike it. I just don't ever have a craving for it, but I'll eat pizza and spaghetti once in a great while. But man, I love lasagna, especially with the salad and ranch dressing, and it's got some tomato paste in it probably. The pilot question. I don't know. They both get the job done, and there's different kinds of GPS approaches, actually. There's GPS, there's RNAV, RNP, and now we do GLS at a couple places, which is a GPS with ILS. I think eventually they're going to go to all of those. They're really cool. Typically on a GPS approach, you start further out, and I guess it can be a little easier. But ILS is what we're all used to, and they get down to lower. As of right now, they'll get down to lower weather, almost 0-0. You can't do that with GPS yet, so we still do that a lot too. So I don't know. I guess I really have a preference. We do them both, and they're just a little bit different, but they both work. That's all I can think of on that. WB9CSC can pop up. Back to you, Richard.
For just a minute so I can grab it back. There we go. My other question, and then I'll take some more check-ins, is what is VORTAC? I've seen that, I've heard of it, but I've never heard of anyone using it, or not much. So what is VORTAC?
Okay, Bob, I don't know what VORTAC is. It's part of the VOR system. We used to use VORs for everything. They're ground stations that all everyone used to use to navigate. I know you heard of the VOR. I think the military calls them VORTAC, and there may be more to them. I'm not sure. But as far as I know, it's just you're talking about VORs. And most of them have been decommissioned. There's still some around, and they still are used just a little bit. But the plan is for them to all go away because they're ground-based stations, and I think GPS is going to take over pretty much everything. So, but we still use them here and there, and they're still around, but a lot of them have been decommissioned. Then if you look at if you go to a military airbase, they call them VORTAC, and I'm not sure what the reason for that is. I'll have to look it up, but as far as I know, they're basically the same thing. Okay, and Pablo.
Yep, and if you guys want to know something older than VOR, is NBD. And actually, VOR came from VAR back in the 30s and 40s. Fun fact. But thanks for checking in, Mike. And glad to have you. And with that brings me to the bottom of my list. So, anybody else wishing to check in to the everything next time down, WB9, Chicago Style Pizza.
This is Whiskey 8, Tango Whiskey Yankee. Done.
Okay, 5-5 for recheck. Hey, Richard. I've got to leave in a minute, so I won't be here for the 73 round, but thanks for doing that, and I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll catch you later on. 73 KM5Y.
Roger that, Mike. Have a good rest of your day, and glad you were able to stop in for a few moments. And hello to John, W8COI. Hi, John. How's being a retired toy driver? And today's question is, what is your favorite tomato-based dish? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's finally starting to cool down a little bit around here. It's a little cloudy right now. We had a little bit of sun, but it's starting to get cool. Starting to turn into actual starting some fall weather around here, dew falling and stuff like that. I'm trying to think of a tomato dish I don't like. Pastas, probably chicholi and meatballs would be my favorite. I like getting lasagna, depending on what the ingredients are. You know, there's so many different ways to make lasagna. But I like some of the lasagna more than others. And, of course, pizza. But I don't consider pizza a tomato dish. I mean, it has a tomato paste going across the crust, but it's a very insignificant part of the actual pizza. So I don't really consider pizza a tomato dish. So I'm going to say probably muscatoli of all things. How about that? Back to you, Rich.
Yeah, Roger that, John. That sounds good. I don't think I've ever had that before. And yes, I'm eating pizza right now, in case anyone's wondering. No, it's not Chicago style, but maybe sometime I'll do it again. Oh, there we go. Nobody said anything about not talking with your mouth full on the radio. Only in person. So, thank you for checking in, John, and good to hear you today. Anybody else wishing to check in before I start the 7-3 round a little early here? John, I got you, AB0VX. Who tried to check in on the Manteca repeater?
I should be coming in on the Honey Creek, Iowa repeater.
Link to the semi house, and we didn't have a problem. What's happening is when you connect into our repeater up here, you're causing the transmitter to lock out, and because of a long duty cycle, I'd appreciate if you don't connect in anymore to our system on 45-120-1280, see if I can get the numbers right. Anyway, so because you're causing it. Now, last week I didn't do that, and I had to hear.
Hey, John, how are you doing today? And how's the weather in Iowa? And today's question is, what is your favorite tomato-based dish? Go ahead.
Hi, Richard. I'm not sure what that other traffic was about, but favorite tomato dish here for us is manicotti. I'll go with that, manicotti. And then, although some might say, well, that's got tomatoes on it, but yeah, it's got a different stuffing. Yeah, the weather's starting to feel like fall, that's for darn sure. And finally had to turn the heat on yesterday for a little while, but oh well, it is what it is. It's just going to get colder. Sounds like a good net today, so I'll turn it back to net control. AB0VX.
Yeah, it's okay. I just want to ask you something. Just so it's clear. Repeaters are meant to, if you set them up with good equipment, they're meant to take a lot of stress, right? You know, like, I don't know, a 10-minute conversation where the transmissions are about 2 minutes apiece, they're made to do that, right?
Well, I would hope so. I have a 3-minute timer on mine, continual transmission, 3 minutes, and then it needs to have a drop, and then it comes back in. Otherwise, it will just time it out. But yeah, these IRLP nets, there's several that used to run, you know, more than a couple hours, and the repeaters would just run on those. And as long as there were periodic breaks every, you know, 3 minutes, I may have stretched that timer out. I don't remember, but yeah, no, they're designed to really last. I mean, some may last more than others. I'm using old equipment, GE Master II actual repeater stations, and have extra fans on the power amplifier so they can handle the extra stress. Some of the newer ones may not be able to take that kind of stress unless people put external amplifiers and put fans on them and stuff like that, or they just reduce the power. If you're fortunate enough to have a good enough site, you don't need to have a lot of power. So hope that answers your questions, AB0VX.
Yeah, it did. I wanted to, you know, ask that question because, you know, it's a repeater, and some people, I guess, don't understand how repeaters work. So figured I would ask that question. And, yeah. But thanks for checking in, and good to have you. And I'm going to go ahead and start the 7-3 round here, so let me go back up to the top and find out where I am, and we'll go from there. Okay, there we go. N4 Zulu Charlie Victor, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CFP.
Okay, very good, Richard. Well, on your topic for today, I guess I'm glad for you that nobody insulted your state of residence there by saying their favorite tomato dish was chili. Because, of course, I believe Texans don't believe in putting tomatoes in chili. I think in Texas, don't they believe there's only, or beans, only supposed to be two ingredients in chili, I think, according to most Texans, and that's chilies and beef. So at any rate, that came to mind. Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, we had zero trick-or-treaters yesterday. So, yeah, we have candy left over. I think trick-or-treating is becoming a thing of the past. And as far as your question on repeaters goes, yeah, we had a repeater here in Douglas County on 145-11. And we had a 440 and one. But what we used was Micor's. And speaking of old equipment, and we used 110-watt PAs in the Micor's, and then we backed them down to about 50 watts. And the antenna was up on the 911 tower at about 280 feet. So, yeah, it talked really well, and it could go for hours because it was just limping along there, you know, at 50 watts on a radio designed for 110. So, yeah, there's lots of ways to do it. And, yeah, like the other gentleman said, you always take height over power. Good net today, Richard. We'll catch you next week. Back to net control, WBHCSP, WB9CSP. I talked to too many 8 stations. N4ZCB, 7-3.
Well, I'm going to put this in a kind of nice way, excuse me, that, you know, doesn't sound mean, but, you know, if you put your equipment on the air, but then expect not many people to use it, but we've came to an agreement, me and those people, that I can use a repeater, but yet you want me to change how long and how I do my net. I don't mind changing it a little bit, but, you know, if you're going to keep disconnecting, oh, repeater this, repeater that, yada, 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 it's like, you know, just come to me and tell me, hey, look, you know, this is continuous, we can't keep doing this, and, you know, what I might tell them is I can connect you towards the end of the net, or the beginning of the net, get some check-ins, and, you know. But then my other thing is, Ralph, if you don't get any check-ins off a node like them for a consecutive amount of time, then what's the point of connecting it, you know? But I'll talk with you about that more privately for some more other stuff. Speaking of pizza, that's giving me the burp. let's see. Jeff is in and out. Rachel, KE9DYN, if you haven't reached your next destination, go ahead with the 7-3 round. Over. Well, I guess not. Let's see, Daniel, if you're still there, go ahead to 7-3 round, K63P, WB9CFT. No, Daniel, let's try Linda, K6GRL, WB9CFT. Guten Abend und auf Wiedersehen, Frau, go ahead.
Hi, it's Richard, WB950 here from K6JL. Yeah, so Peter, that's a touchy thing, I tell you. There's so much to it. We have several here in the area, and we have one that, I have links programmed into my 2-meter radio here, so I could bring it up to Echolink. And it changed a little bit because we used to bring it up from ILP, so now they have Altstar, so its recording is a little different. But so we have two repeaters in the area that have link capability. One of them, is open and still, I need to make sure if I link it up that they don't have anything else going on. They're quite active, it's in the Sendex's area. And the other one is off-limits. I mean, it has the capability, but just that the owner is always hovering. And if you link it up, you link it right back down. So I stopped using that one long time ago, many years ago. But it is. And then we had one repeater linked, somebody that we know just through Echolink. He linked the repeater, and then he was told not to do that permanently because they have that's going on, and I guess they don't. They said it's private. I don't see how it can be private on Echolink, but okay. So there are some rules, I guess, unwritten rules that we need to follow. But I think what Bill was saying is that we have a repeater linked over there and to his repeater or something, and it causes interference. So we told actually somebody that too, and they had to take it down, fix the issue, and then bring it back up. But so that happens sometimes, that they cause interference, and of course we have to take it down. But nothing else here. Now I'm hungry. Just with Tomaten in Deutsch, in German it's Tomaten, tomato soup. Somebody said lasagna. Oh my God, that's good too. And now I'm hungry. Time for a late lunch. Guten Abend to dir auch, Richard, and good evening to all, and we'll see you soon. K6JL, back to you, Richard.
Yeah, I'm trying not to get too upset about it, but it just kind of gets under my skin, But it is what it is. I just, You guys are California. There's plenty of other repeaters I can find out there. Plenty of them. So, I may have lost an Antica, but that's okay. I'm going to be honest. I didn't want that broadcast across the net. That's something he should, email me or text me about, not be like, oh, hey, all over the air. So, never air your dirty laundry. Let's see, Chad, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7:30 round, WB9CFC.
People who don't my ID stuff on me, turn my volume down on this other radio here before I get feedback on you. Anyway, you know what, I think the people who don't run a repeater, and you don't really know how repeaters work, they can give advice, but don't expect things to change, because the repeater owner should know more about what's happening with these repeaters than the normal people who don't run them. Like me, I have, could I have 3 or 4 repeaters on me, or maybe 5. So, people make suggestions, we work together and compromise. But, I think people should just let the repeater owner make decisions. These repeaters can handle a lot of stuff, especially if you have the power level set properly. You don't want to run a repeater that's claimed to be rated at 50 watts output at 50 watts for hours, because you're going to burn it up. you know, like a 10-watt, 25 watts is 100% duty cycle. And, you know, people can do whatever they want, as long as it's legal. I might repeat it. My repeater can keep down for hours. I don't care. Because it's gonna be just fine at 25 watts, in my case, 10 watts with 100 watt amp. That's going to be good, too. So, anyway, that's my 2 cents for back to you, KDI9HF73.
Cloudy. 51 degrees.
Yeah, well, I've gotten a couple different things thrown at me. Your net's boring, you're talking too long, you time things out, you've overheated stuff, and it's like, you know. I'll change some of it, but I'm not going to change, you know, like leave like 4 minute breaks. Hey, where'd the net go? So, this is one thing I can say I do like about HF, because the only radio you'll burn out is your own if you talk too long on HF. But, hey, you know, what do I know? And, yeah, I own a repeater. 3 of them, actually. 2 VHFs and 1 UHF. So, you know, it is what it is. So I'll be nice about it. Let's see, where am I? KE9AWY, Rachel, go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're there, WB9CFC.
Sorry, I missed your call sign there. I think he says the Victor Echo 7 station. If you could just give that to me again phonetically there for sure. Here's Victor Echo 5, Romeo Yankee, located in Grenfell, Saskatchewan. Go ahead.
The captor stopped. Star Hunter has... Captor stopped.
Yes, I'm still here. This whole repeater thing is interesting. I've heard other complaints that people feel like this net was interfering with them and other things, but yeah, anyway. Won't go too deep into that, but yeah, I'm still on the bus going to a Stanford Chef party for a fundraiser for the National Federation for the Blind. I'm actually on a bus now, and where is it going? This is the orange line, and and it's going all the way to Chatsworth, so I'm not going all the way there. I'm in the valley now, in the San Fernando Valley, so just thought I'd say goodbye, and nice to be on here.
Yeah, I'm not laughing at you when I say this, but I'm looking at what it is right now. It's a Yaesu DR2X. That's a 50-watt repeater. What is going on? And it looks like it's got an amplifier under it. What? Unless if he means the linking radio, which then I could understand, but... Mind blown. Oh, boy. And VE5RY, good afternoon. Welcome to the very tail end of the net. If you were trying to check in, how are you today? How's the weather up in Canada? And today's question is, what is your favorite tomato-based dish? Over.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I when I checked in, sorry, I didn't realize that I was impeding on the net here. So thanks very much for letting me know that. Yeah, the question, I didn't quite catch that. For some reason, the audio is just a little bit on the dull side here for me, and I need a few more high frequencies, apparently. But anyway, if you could just repeat the question related to what... my favorite, and then I didn't get the rest there. Of the E5RY in Glenfall, Saskatchewan, and by the way, we have Weston here. Weston, my grandson, and he is also listening here, and perhaps when he gets to be the appropriate age, he will be wanting to get his ham ticket there, too. How old are you, Weston?
Six.
Yeah. And are you having a good day?
Yes.
Weston's having a good day there, too. So back to you. Sorry I didn't copy the question there. Back to Ned. Ned?
It's okay. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you from Canada. Ted, I think you had a comment, so go ahead.
Unless it's different in Canada, there's no age restriction for anyone getting a ham license, at least in the United States. I'm not sure about Canada. But if that's the same ruling up there, hey, Weston can get his license at 6. If he's in the U.S., like I said, I'm not sure about a pair, so definitely always a possibility. That's my comment. And Richard, I think you said 150 watts for DX2 or something, whatever that was, DR2, whatever that repeater was. You don't want to run a repeater at 50 watts into an amp because you're going to burn the amp up, but you can turn the power down to the repeater on low power, like 5, 10 watts in, drive the amp. So that's maybe what's happening with that picture there. But, definitely don't want to run a 50-watt repeater output into an amp. That would not be good. That would make the amp kind of angry. So back to that. Get that NHL.
Okay. Only time you're going to run that amount of power into an amplifier is if you're trying to drive 500, 700, or more, mainly on HF, though. I have seen some kind of high-powered UHF stuff, but, I don't know. Yeah, I got mine on 5 watts, but it's a handheld, but nobody uses it, so. Let's see, I got lost in my train of thought. Where am I? John, W8COY, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSC.
Yeah, Rich, first, let me know how you are reading me. I switched over to All-Star. I want to make sure you're getting it okay.
Yep, loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, well, thanks for running the net as usual. I got in a little bit late today, but I did. Then I looked back and I saw your text message. I think I was sleeping when that came in. And I saw you had the All-Star note on there, so I'm gradually using All-Star more and more. It's a nice quiet time right now, so I'm going to say time to go, but I wanted to let you know that on Sunday night, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time is the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club Net at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Echolink W8HP-R. W8HP-R. Then tonight at 7:30, there's multiple ways to get in, but Brad has his trivia net. And I've been telling everybody about it for the past few weeks, but I've been given the wrong All-Star note. So let's start over again and say that it's on TGIF 31268. Echo link is KE8WNV- it's got 7 on here, but I'm not sure about that. It's KE8WNV is the main call sign. And All-Star 612361. All-Star 612361. I think I was telling everybody 0, which was wrong. So stop on by and see what questions you've got tonight. They're usually not really, nobody ever gets 100%, I'll tell you that. Then at 8 o'clock Eastern, that's 7:30 Eastern time, and then at 8 o'clock Eastern time, he rebroadcast the ARRL newsletter that usually runs from about 8 to 8:15, 8:20 in that area. And he broadcasts that every week right after the trivia night. So with that, everyone have a good afternoon. This is Whiskey 8, Tango, Oscar Yankee, clear.
This is KFAUU, Old Park, Michigan, checking in.
KFAUU, you caught the tail end. I'll let you take your turn in 7-3 all at once because we're pretty much at the bottom. How are you today? How's everything going? And today's question is, what is your favorite tomato-based dish? Over.
Yeah, Rick, KD9, oh boy, I forgot to call. I don't have a favorite dish. I'm on a special diet, over.
That's okay. Tomatoes are not something that everyone can have or eat. So I'm glad you checked in, though, and thanks for stopping by. Let's see. AD0VX, John, in the corn part of the U.S. Go ahead and see 7-3 round. John, AB0VX, WB9CFT.
Yeah, I don't have much to say. I'm afraid this thing is about to automatically disconnect. So, 7-3 to everybody, and have yourselves a great and safe weekend. AB0VX.
That, and since we're out of time, I'm not going to call for late checks, but if you want to come back next weekend, all the not-so-up-to-date information is on my website, wb9csp.yolasite.com, which I will eventually get all fixed up. It's a never-ending process. But... if you hear my voice each Saturday, you know you're connected to the right place. Thank you, everybody who connected up today, and have a good rest of your day, and we hope to hear you again. Give me a second to disconnect everything. WB9CSP.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 51 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 49 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 45 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours,
clear. 42 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 39 degrees.